Are we ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. You know, this. I was trying to be optimistic and be all bright and shiny for you today, and I just have to laugh. I mean, so far, the special legislative session, incredible. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk, all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about. I was going to be all, let's go for, you know, this and this and be positive and see what's going on and Northern Nevada, but man, we got a fire that is just raging. And this is bad. Only 20% contained. Our winds have just been horrendous. I'm getting numbers back and forth from over 17,000 acres to close to 20,000 acres. Three homes destroyed. Beautiful wildlife destroyed. Arson. This comes on the heel of other arson fires. The numbers fire is happening not at a good time. We don't need this. It's like you just went, Lord, what are you doing? Don't we have enough on our plate right now? Between the governor, between the COVID farce, between everything else that's going on. I wasn't even going to start talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, but since Armstrong and Getty weren't getting the point, it's always a blame game. Always a blame game. But let's start off the show with this. Our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them so much for it. If Governor Sisolak takes the state of Nevada back to phase one, will you comply? Will you comply? Or will you finally stand up and say, this is a bunch of BS? Poll question from yesterday. What would you like to see Sisolak cut to save money for the budget deficit? 9% of those participating said his and all his employees at the top salaries. 23% said cut salaries and benefits to all elected personnel until the state opens up. I like that one. 56% of those participating said not only the top salaries, but ineffective programs should be cut. Even cutting a penny from every dollar spent would result in significant savings. Furloughs and wage freezes only result in loss of trained employees when they can go to the private sector and earn more. 7% said, I think he should pay back all the money that he stole from the rainy day fund. That's not going to happen. 5% said defund the faulty education system. Use the money for vouchers and support for homeschooling and apprentice training. Enough of turning out a new crop of commies. That's an interesting statement there. So as we talked about furloughs yesterday, I was speaking about furloughs with Sean Meehan from protectourconstitution.org. And I was telling him and saying on the air that I had gotten a nasty message about, you know, what have you done? What have you lost? What have you given back to the community? One day furlough a month. So I mentioned maybe, you know, a little selfish. Because there are 139,000 Nevadans that still have not seen a stitch, a penny of unemployment. How about the people out there that still have not received any stimulus? Because of glitches like, oh, your bank account couldn't be verified, even though you still have the same bank account that you've always had for the last 10 years. So it was such a pleasure to wake up to this email this morning at 20 minutes before I start the show to take away all of my good vibes and all of my good feelings because we start with the name calling. Hey, Putz! Exclamation point. Number one, this was a response to Monica J, because it came in as a text. Sorry, not an email. Calling state workers selfish because they have to take one day a month off, unpaid, and no merit increases for God knows how long. The only problem I got with you is that you texted me at 1 o'clock in the morning. What? My message to Monica J was, why doesn't she get her listeners to all donate a day of pay to the state instead of calling state workers selfish for complaining about them losing a day of pay? Of course, if you wouldn't have come to my house and knocked on my door at 1 o'clock in the morning, you'd be rearranging your face right now. What? Yeah, I get a lot of psycho people that like to email me and text me. And this is just incredible. You know, I answer emails up until 3 a.m. when I go to bed because of the fact that I get hundreds and hundreds of emails and responses. And if you don't want to get an email response, Claudia, or a text response at 1 o'clock in the morning, then turn your damn phone off or your computer off. But so now you're threatening to rearrange my face? I guess that's only if I show up at your door. Well, trust me, Claude. Yeah, I'm not going to be showing up at anybody's door. Because I don't work that way. I have reasonable conversations with people and still until you start calling names like Putz. Well, I guess actually Putz is one of the kinder words that I've been called. So I guess that's not too bad. And I didn't email you or text you back at 1 a.m. I did it at 11:40, so I don't know what you're talking about. But let me tell you this. if you don't think it's selfish for the people, and I'm not saying that people who work for the state are selfish for not doing that or wanting to. The ones that are selfish are the ones who just sit around and complain about it. At what point do state workers remember that the state produces nothing? The state produces nothing but taxes on you and me, on the businesses that we have, on the jobs that we do, to live and thrive off of. You and I have to work our butts off to pay for the state and any public employee for their retirement, for their pension, for their health care. I, on the other hand, have to work my butt off and work until 3 o'clock in the morning to put money away for my retirement, for my health care. I thank every single state and public worker out there who has to take one day furlough, a one day furlough unpaid a month. I say thank you for doing your part. We appreciate it. The ones, of course, not complaining. The ones who give of themselves and say, you know what? My hours have been cut, but I'm going to take this work home and I'm going to finish it anyway. I'm going to stay a few extra minutes because there are state employees like that. There are state employees. There are public employees who don't take the bonuses. They put it back in. But for those that just bitch and moan about it, well, then why don't you get out? Why don't you quit that job and go off into the private sector and make so much more if that's a big problem for you? Because I have a big problem for the state not coming through for its people, for its citizens. The people who still haven't received any unemployment. The people who are actually suffering, that are losing their homes, that are losing their apartments, that are losing their businesses because of the putz that you work for. Because we don't need to be in this situation. We don't need to be shut down. Cases of COVID are increasing. Not the deaths. No. We're actually down 1%. We're going the other way. But some people are too stupid and just have to follow along. Yes, I said stupid. Because this is all a play to keep us shut down, to have mail-in voting, to steal an election. Because the Democrats are so afraid that they have screwed this country up so much that they can't even let people vote. we can go to the stores that have been basically decimated in some places because of social distancing. They've taken out like half of their stuff. So they have these nice wide open spaces. We could easily use those. We could put voting machines 10 feet apart. Or how about the schools that are still closed and will continue to be closed? Those big old gymnasiums. Hell, bring out the machines and I'll vote in a parking lot if you want to keep us 20 feet apart. This is all just a bunch of BS. And there are people out there that are not only just not bright enough to understand it, but there are people out there who accept it. And I think that's what angers me the most. So for your furlough, head on into the governor's office and just say thanks for doing this to all of us. We'll be back after I have a drink of water and take a deep breath after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I love it when my producer is nervous and he's like, should I open the phone lines? It's like, of course. Of course. If you disagree with me on, you know, the state and its furloughs, call in. You want to call me a putz? Call in. I don't care. I don't care about that because I care about the people of Nevada. I care about the people that have just gotten the opportunity to go back to work. And there's a very strong possibility that they're going to be shut down here again real soon. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. And boy, as soon as we open them up, you call. And I appreciate that. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. You want to talk about furloughs?
I'm with you on it. It's necessary on what we need to do. And if they're complaining about a day off a month, I get it. It sucks. But at the same time, look at what they get for free. Free benefits, free retirement. We don't get that kind of stuff being in the private sector. So, you know, they have a lot to look forward to. And I know a lot of people go to state and government jobs because of those benefits. And, you know, if we all have to pitch in, we all have to pitch in. Look, my fiance was part of the non-essential workforce because she does hair. She still has not received a dime of unemployment. So that's a question I had for you is, do you know how people like her and others can get on board with this lawsuit that is going through because they have not received unemployment? It's, you know, you're being told you cannot work because X, Y, Z, and then, oh, we'll pay you. Well, just kidding, we're not. And then it's a runaround.
Have you been watching the trial with Judge Breslow?
I have not.
Okay, that's the first thing that you have to cue into is the lawsuit against Dieter and the state as to why this is all happening. As far as getting involved with it, I believe the lawsuit is going forward for all people who were affected. That it's not something you have to be a part of in the beginning, but I will get the information on that, Brian, and I will get back to you with that. Leave your information with, or text me your information if you can. Use the text section of the talk and text line, 884-9910, and text me your information so I can get back to you.
Will do. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the call. Let's another quick phone call before we take our Fox News break here. Jeremy wants to talk about the state workers and furloughs. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thanks for letting me on. Are you there?
Yeah, Jeremy, go ahead.
Oh, good. I kind of disagree with some of this furlough stuff. You know, there's a lot of us here that work for the state, you know, that do the road maintenance, the highway patrols. I mean, there's a lot of other state workers that, you know, we're out here working and dealing with all this and having to deal with these masks and deal with this corona and everything else. And, you know, we're not getting any kind of benefits out of this. You know, we pay into our retirements. We pay into our health. You know, it's not just all free to us.
No, I know what you're going through, Jeremy, because I hate to put it this way, but I have a rental property, and the person I rent to works for, let's just say, road maintenance. And he was very extremely upset. But then when he thought about it, he calmed down. And you know what? With still so many people out of work, he turned around and thought to himself, I'm grateful to still have a job. So I know you guys.
Well, I'm definitely right there, too.
You know, I mean,
I'm definitely grateful I have a job. I'm still wondering why everybody that has their private businesses ain't taking a stand and keeping their businesses open.
You know, Jeremy, I wonder that, too. And I think just the threat, the fear, the intimidation that this particular governor puts forth with, and now with his minions from OSHA going from business to business, people are just afraid of when you hear a $13,000 to $139,000 first offense fine. I think they're just too scared. They don't want to lose what little they have, you know, and I just think that sucks that people have that opinion, because we are more than the state. There are more of us than this one governor. And if we all just stood together and opened up this state and started going about our lives and doing our things, we would be so much better for it. But Jeremy,
more people stand with me and all these businesses that are mandating masks and telling me I can't come in with a mask. There's another business down the road that I can go to that isn't mandating this.
Jeremy, I wish more people would stand with you and me. It's ridiculous what's going on. Jeremy, thank you so much for the call. Lynn, stay on the line. I definitely want to talk to you about the numbers fire, but we got to take this quick break or I'm going to get in trouble with the big guy. So we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. You know I love you and I love everything about you, whether we agree or disagree on things. So just keep that in your heart. Let's do a poll question today. If the governor shuts this state down again and takes us back to phase one, like Gavin Newsom did, I'm not going to call him governor because he doesn't deserve that title because he's basically been born into it. Gavin Newsom took the state of California back to phase one. And since Governor Sisolak can't seem to govern on his own, if he follows suit, will you comply? That's a big question. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Bringing us our poll question today, will you comply? 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can answer that question. And I believe there's an other button that you can make your own comment there. Lynn has been waiting on the line. And Lynn from Gardnerville, Lynn, please tell me that you haven't lost anything in the numbers fire.
Good morning, Monica. And thank you so much for taking my call. this fire has been obviously horrific. But I want to tell you a really great story that has not been covered, and nor is the national media covering any of this that I have seen, because really there has not been any human carnage and home destruction other than, there were three homes and some outbuildings, and my heart goes out to those individuals mm-hmm. who've lost that. I live in a community called Pineview Estates. We're about 6 miles south of Gardnerville, right off of 395, and that's where this fire started, right across the street from us. Mm. And we have approximately just over 200 homes. We are a little niche community, wonderful people, mixed retirees from a lot of people who work in the trades, a lot of younger families. I mean, we have a great community here. And we all evacuated, and we thanked the sheriff's deputies in Douglas County for knocking on our doors and say, you know, it's optional, but you really need to get out. And everybody that I know of got out within a matter of maybe 20 minutes. And we all took our pets and, you know, whatever people could grab or thought to grab, that we emptied out. It's like the whole neighborhood mobilized. And my handful of neighbors and I watched the fire from afar because the fire department asked us to keep going north, and we did. Right. And by nighttime, to see the whole ridge on fire, we knew there was going to be nothing left because it was so awful. Well, I don't know how we can all begin to thank our firefighters, first responders, and those on the ground who fought to save our home. If you look at an aerial map, not a photograph, but a diagram, you will see where the fire has spread to. And on 395, there's a little circle of green. That is our community. That wasn't touched. It's a miracle. We were all convinced we had nothing left. And these firefighters that came from all over, there were over 200 on the ground by, the next morning, and it was incredible. They are amazing. They're incredible. We came back to the neighborhood yesterday. The perimeter fences and parts are scorched. The homes were not touched. Our homes, our lives, everything we had was their priority to save. And no one talks about this. And the national media hasn't covered it because they don't cover a whole lot that's positive lately.
Exactly.
But this is a positive story, and it's a wonderful story. And when we came back and heard that our homes were safe, we were so grateful. But when we got here, we didn't know what to expect. You look at our neighborhood, it's like nothing ever happened.
That is
nothing.
Just incredible, Lynn.
Yes. I walked in my house, and really there was little to no smoke smell. You can smell it outside. Oh, for sure. You know, and if you look, if you came up to our neighborhood, if you're coming up for the Basque Fry, come early or the day before, look at our neighborhood here, and you will see the fire trail all the way around our neighborhood, and it's only the 395 there. We watched the fire jump from one side to the other, and that's a horrifying thing. And we see forest fires, you know, the California fires, which have been so horrible, and we see those and we watch those, and our hearts go out to people who are devastated by this.
Mm-hmm.
And by Monday night, we felt that devastation ourselves. And until you experience it truly firsthand, you're in shock. You don't know what to think. And then you think, okay, this is it. And we just have to move on. And we know that probably the ramifications won't hit us till later emotionally. But anyway, I just wanted to report that there was something good that came out of this. And we're forever grateful for our firefighters and responders here. They were beyond incredible.
Lynn, bless you and bless your community. And
anyway, that's just my little true story here.
Thank you so much for calling.
And if you go online, it's numbers-fire-map-july-8-2020. It's a JPG file, but it'll come up, and you'll see exactly where I'm talking about. If you follow 395, there'll be like a red circle there, and then you'll see a little circle, kind of oblong of green, and that's our community.
Well, make sure all of those scorch marks on the fences and on the side, you guys make those signs. Thank you to our firefighters. You put those out there, and we say thank you to our firefighters every single day. And it doesn't matter where they're from. If you are a firefighter, you are that's why people always look at firefighters as the heroes. They are going to save homes and properties first. They are going to protect people's livelihoods first. You know, I hate to see the wildlands scorched and, you know, the animals lose their homes, but really, they're going to go for those communities first, and they are going to do whatever they can to protect them. And just God bless all of our firefighters and our first responders. These are the people who always answer the call. When they get that call, they answer. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Rod this morning. Rod wants to talk about masks, and this is a long-going conversation and debate between a lot of people, Rod, because, well, people are getting really emotional about this. I was talking to a friend yesterday who, when we were out in front of the state legislature, who had been confronted in a store. So, Rod, what's your story? What's your take on the masks? Rod, you still with us? Oh, we lost Rod. Okay. There are arrows on floors of stores. Which way to walk? There are employees who, you know, they have their mask on. They're not worried about it. They go about their job. There are national companies that, yeah, it's mandated, but they don't care if you wear a mask or not. I was just in Kohl's the other night. I walked in, first thing I said was, I have a, and she's like, eh, I don't care. It's like, oh, okay, thanks. She's like, I wasn't even going to ask. I was going to tell you we're having a special and these registers down here are open. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, thank you. But then there are other stores, won't even serve you, kick you out. These are a divider. It's a division. It is literally Christians against Jews and Muslims, or black versus white, or men versus women, or masks versus no masks. It's just a mask. Why can't you just comply? Because it's not just a mask. It is compliance. It is making arbitrary rules, people thinking it's law and it's not law. This is a problem. I got into a Facebook social media tete-a-tete with a woman who was saying, why can't you just wear it? There's no proof that it doesn't help or that it does help. So why can't you just wear it? And I wrote back, what do you mean there's no proof it doesn't work? It says it on the side of the box. The box that you are getting that mask from, it says it right there, will not protect you from COVID-19 coronavirus or any other virus, because you know they're already coming up with more. Now we got the swine thing coming back again. It's division and an excuse to keep this state shut down. You say, well, what about Texas? They're reshutting down. They're reshutting down just specific areas where they've had a massive case of numbers increases. But still no deaths. These are all just fear tactics. And I'm sorry, if you feel that I am just rude because I won't wear a mask or that I am putting people's healths at risk, you know what? I'm okay with that. You have your opinions. I have mine. Mine is to not live in fear. Mine is to not go along with a tyrannical government, state government, that has experts that don't even have a license to practice here in Nevada. If you want to listen to the blame stream media and not actually go out and find out facts for yourself, then I can't help you. But I tell you right now, the best thing that President Trump, okay, second best thing, because the first thing he did as president was got us out of the arms treaty. So the second best thing that he has ever done for this country has gotten us out of the WHO. And the next thing that he needs to do now is get us out of the UN. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just having a discussion offline about the Numbers fire, because we know the Murdoch fire is also going. Monarch fire is also going. And so they're looking for, I won't say the culprit, but they're looking for reasons as to why this fire started. My mind immediately goes to arson, because there are a lot of sick people out there that this is just fun for them. So they're trying to come up with a scenario, and they need your help, that if you saw anything on these certain days, because they think maybe some sort of vehicle was dragging something and creating sparks, you know, a chain or a bumper or, you know. So I think back to a few years, I think it might have been even about 10 years ago, around Doyle, between here and Susanville on 395, and there was a motorhome that was dragging a chain. Okay, well, this guy started a big fire. The point was, though, him dragging that chain and starting, you know, little spot fires by the sparks, is it was all still connected. So it's like you could see just this pattern. I don't see that with the fires that are burning right now. They're all separated. So I hate to think the worst in some people, but I think there's more of a reason going on here. Just like after, way after the fact, remember California, all their fires? A number of them were started by radical Muslims. Yeah. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to think that we could actually be attacked from the inside in this country with even the simplest thing as a fire. They have learned that when you disperse resources, you don't have to go on a mass killing. You destroy from within. You take away people's livelihoods, their businesses, their property. You put them in turmoil. And what happens? Their spirits diminish. But if you heard Lynn, who was just on with us, her spirit's not diminished. The spirits of that entire community are not diminished. And I can tell you that probably the firefighters, their spirits aren't diminished because they saved this entire community. If you probably ask them right now why they do this, they're going to point to that community and they're going to say, that's why. That's why. Going back to the poll question, if Governor Sisolak takes the state of Nevada back to phase one, will you comply? 81% so far saying, hell no. Go to the other one. 6% or 12.5%? Yes, of course. That's really disappointing. Just saying.